Concerning groundwater, the major contaminants include microorganisms, sewage effluents, septic tanks, pit latrines, soakaways, and decomposing organic compounds on the surface. Pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers that can seep into groundwater when rain or irrigation water leaches downward into the soil. Organic and inorganic contaminants from storm runoff, seepage of polluted rivers, geochemical leaching, atmospheric fallouts. Arsenic and fluoride are some of the naturally occurring inorganic contaminants of concern to public health. Heavy metals and other toxic substances from leachates of industrial deposits, municipal landfills from residential and industrial waste, and acid mine drainage. Radioactive waste, which can pollute groundwater due to the shallow burial of low-level solid and liquid radioactive waste from the nuclear power industry. And chloride and other ions from saltwater intrusion. Most groundwater contamination occurs in shallow, unconfined aquifers located near a contaminant source and may go unnoticed and undetected for a long time. But why? Groundwater moves very slowly. It may take years or decades after contamination has occurred before any effects are evident. In surface waters, however, contamination can be detected immediately, but at the point in which it's detected, it can have already contaminated large volumes of water in an extremely short period of time. It's important to note that remediation of groundwater quality is difficult and expensive. So protecting it from the beginning is usually much better and much less expensive.